our sincere gratitude to all of the assembled devotees for being here today. I'm just remembering in about 1980, I was traveling throughout the central eastern part of America to colleges, universities, and high schools. And giving lectures. In one college, it was a major university of America. There was about 120 students in the class. About 5 professors attended. I would begin each class to the students with kirtan, then give lecture, questions and answers, and then give some prasad and books. Whenever possible, I would bring small children of our Grihastha community. In one such occasion, there was 3 little boys headed by a boy named Krishna Kumar, very small. And after the kirtan, we'd have these boys chant Brahma Samhita. And after they would do, and during kirtan, they would be playing Mridangam Karatals. They chanted Brahma Samhita, and we asked them to speak a few words, then I would begin. I spoke from Bhagavad Gita and from Upanishads, and I answered questions, and I tried to defeat all opposing arguments. And at the end of the class, the 5 professors came to me, and they said, "We believe in your movement now." So we have, for the first time in all these years, adopted real confidence and respect for your movement. They said, "Your lecture was nice, but we've heard so many nice lectures. But we saw in these children that they not only practice what your religion teaches, but they love to practice it. This we have to take very seriously."
So these professors were telling that we see the authenticity of any religious movement according to how the older generation can imbibe within the small children an understanding and a love for their religion. And consciously or subconsciously, the world feels that way. They told me to make thousands and millions of converts is good, but that doesn't impress us. And we follow the path of bhakti. Prabhupada, he was so very, very deeply concerned for the children of his society. The small children that were born in society of ISKCON and were so fortunate to have the first parent of any child born in ISKCON with us today. Shamsundar Prabhu, the father of the illustrious Saraswati. Srila Prabhupada considered these children to be his own personal responsibility to Krishna. And he wanted to understand, he wanted the parents to understand the serious responsibility that they had in inculcating love for Krishna in the hearts of the children. Today, some of these children are in their mid-30s, and some have had fortunate and others unfortunate experiences over the years. But one thing that practically everybody of that generation remembers as one of the most worshipable times of their life was Srila Prabhupada giving them cookies and smiling. They felt Prabhupada's love. And they knew that it was Krishna's love coming through Prabhupada. If our children do not feel love, they will not understand Krishna's love. Because the love of the parent is translated to the children as the love of Krishna, unconsciously. Their parents are devotees, their parents are chanting, their parents are doing puja, their parents are doing seva, they're giving so much to Krishna. And when they feel their parents' love, they can actually begin to understand Krishna's love. And what is love? Love doesn't mean spoiling a child. Love doesn't mean just sentimentally only being nice. Real love means that we must give the child the best possible that we can in our life. That is the love of a parent. If the goal of life is to awaken our eternal love of God or Krishna, then that's the most important thing we can give to our children. Everything else should be in harmony with that. Durlabha manava janma lobhya samsare. The goal in human life is only to be Krishna conscious, to awaken one's natural devotion to Radha and Krishna. Prabhupada quoted from Garga Samhita, where it describes that if a person in the human life dies without realizing God, that is a miserly person who has completely wasted their life. So yes, it is the parents' first and foremost responsibility to try to create an environment that will induce the child to want to know and love Krishna. And at the same time, teach wonderful skills that they can use in Krishna's service throughout their lives. From a Krishna conscious point of view, that is the singular, exclusive reason for education. To give children tools that they can use in Krishna's service to express their love throughout their life. So please, all parents or future parents, take this very seriously. It is your first and foremost responsibility to your children. By your personal example, by your words, and by what you emphasize in their lives, to attract them to Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. And raising our children should be in such a way that they're naturally being attracted to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, even little children rising early in the morning, coming to Mangala Arati, Prabhupada said, it's fun. Those little austerities with Krishna in the center is fun for children. We should create an environment where children find the greatest happiness in their life in those activities, in those subject matters that relate to Krishna. And that is the purpose of Gopal's garden. It has been said that many of our senior most congregational leaders were in anxiety and fear about the fate of their children. They had a nice spiritual atmosphere at home, but when they would come back from school, small children, even some of the best academic schools, I won't tell you some of the things that the parents were telling the children were coming back with. Parents were in terrible distress. What they were learning from the other students, who with their parents were addicted to cinemas and televisions and all of these things, and all sorts of very, very materialistic ways of enjoyment. How are we going to raise our children to be pure in this atmosphere? So actually, it wasn't exactly as Krishnachandra Prabhu said that I ordered that they start a school. He likes to give all credit to someone else. I simply said, you are the parents. You are responsible that these children go back to Godhead. You are the caretakers of Prabhupada and Krishna's children. It is your responsibility to do something about it. In my opinion, all of you should come together and use your resources and your energies to start the type of school that you want your children to grow up in. That's all I said. There was no order. Then I asked, would you like to start a subcommittee to discuss this? And immediately a subcommittee was started. And before I knew it, even I was very surprised. There was a school. I must give immense appreciation to Krishnachandra Prabhu, because although it was a joint effort of all the parents, he's the person that really pushed it with such incredible determination, although all his children were already grown up and out of school practically. But he was concerned. And Krishnachandra Prabhu really, really worked hard. So much of his resources, an immense amount of his human energy, working with other devotees to make this possible. And Brajakumari Devi was, she had a very, very good job at this international school with all kinds of futures for position, influence, a lot of money. But she gave it all up to come out of a multi-million dollar or crores and crores of rupees of a project to be a principal of one flat and just a few students. And of course, Janava Mataji, she has been a very, very great lover of our children for so many years. And certainly she inculcated this sense of importance in her daughter in a very beautiful and wonderful way. And to our beloved Shamsundari, who was also a very dynamic and exciting part of this wonderful family. The faculty decided on the name of this school, Gopal's Garden. When it came to my attention, I was thinking, my Lord, this is really a sentimental name, Gopal's Garden. I was expecting something like Gaudiya Vaishnava Academy or something like Gopal's Garden. But then they told me what it meant, that all the children are the flowers and the teachers are the gardeners, and through education and spiritual education, academic education, cultural education, they're watering the seeds within the hearts of those little children so the flower of their love of Krishna will grow in Gopal's garden. So I very happily surrendered to this beautiful name, because it really does reveal the essence of the purpose of this project. In any endeavor in this world, mistakes and problems will inevitably come. Even tragedies happen. It's the nature of the world. The success of any project is that we maintain the dignity and integrity of the values that we are meant to stand for. Srila Prabhupada, within his worshipable books, have revealed all we need to know to understand what is the goal of life and how to achieve it. Srila Prabhupada, in one conversation with a PhD candidate, spoke something that really shook my heart. You have heard me repeat it many times, and I will probably carry on repeating it till my last day in this world. Prabhupada was speaking about how there's no culture in the West as long as there's the slaughtering and eating of innocent animals. Hare Krishna. And this professor, she came, or this PhD, she was writing her thesis on how great gurus of the West have influenced Western culture. So she was asking Prabhupada, how do you think you have influenced Western culture? Prabhupada said, what culture? There is no culture. Where is your culture? And he wouldn't give up this idea about animal slaughter. So finally she said, Swamiji, I have a philosophical question for you. And Prabhupada answered like a thunderbolt. He said, philosophy has little or no meaning without proper character. If we want to have a society that will actually be happy, united, and transform the suffering, ignorant people of the world, we must build our society on the foundation of proper character. That's what Vaishnavism is about. Character. To be Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Ibasi Hishnuna Amani Namana Dena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, take this verse and put it on the string of the holy name and wear it always. Humility like the grass. Tolerance like tree, offering all respect to others and expecting no respect for oneself. Then you could chant the name of the Lord constantly. If we, in the Shikshastakam, it's a progression. Unless we take very seriously striving to follow these principles of Trinadapi Sunichina, and being respectful and not accepting for ourselves, we cannot enter into the higher stages of giving up material attachments. Nadanam na janam na sundarim kabitam vajagadisha kamaye mama janamani janmanishwari bhavatad bhaktira hoite kitvai. The next verse, I do not want wealth, I do not want beautiful women, I do not want fame and followers. I don't even want to be a great educator. I only want your devotional service, birth after birth after birth. Ainanda tunuja kinkara. To be the dust of the feet of Krishna. to actually feel ecstasy when we're chanting Krishna's names. It cannot be done until we pass through this gateway of Trinadapisu. Humility, tolerance, respect, and no false prestige. This is substance. If we don't live by these principles, then all of our devotional service is superficial. It's external. It's licking the bottle of the honey and not really going inside properly. We must have proper character. When Srila Prabhupada was asked by an American reporter, "How do I know who is your devotees?" He said, "They are perfect ladies and gentlemen." That means good conduct. The six Goswamis, they represented such conduct. If we read the life of Sanatan Goswami, he was so humble. He had no desire for anything. Jiva Goswami came and asked him to be his guru. Who would not want Jiva Goswami to be a disciple? The greatest scholar in all the world. Sanatan Goswami said, "You should take initiation from Rupa Goswami. He is more qualified than me." And Rupa Goswami, no, he's more... But because Sanatan Goswami was Rupa Goswami's guru and elder brother, Rupa Goswami surrendered. And everybody loved him. Even the most common farmers trusted him completely, because he was devoid of any sense of false prestige. In Krishna consciousness, we don't want power. We don't want position. And we don't want prestige. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, all of these things for a Vaishnav should be seen as the dung of a boar, the stool of a pig, a wild pig. Hare Krishna. That's what we think of enjoying: position, prestige, or power. Mahaprabhu taught Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Dasa 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 Anudas. That's our only identity. That's our only aspiration: to be the servant of the servant of the servant. To be devoid of prestige and offer all respect to others. That is character. Character, however Maya tries to test us, through illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meat eating, testing us by big money to do illegal things. In the West, it's a temptation. You could make hundreds and thousands of dollars in one day if you just go out and sell some illicit drugs. And some devotees tried it. We can make big money. But because it was without character, they were thinking Krishna would protect them. And do you know something? Krishna did protect them by putting them in prison. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki! You know some of these stories. Put them in prison! Because Krishna wants the character of the devotees to protect the dignity of our institution more than money or property or anything else. Because it's all just an empty hollow shell without the devotees having proper character. And what is character? Humility, tolerance, offering respect to others without expecting for oneself. Not to be attached to anything but servant of the servant of the servant. That is character. And to maintain our vows as something so sacred that we won't trade it for anything in this world. We must have long-term vision. And especially the future of our movement, the hope of our movement, is to the degree we as parents and leaders can inculcate within the hearts of our children these values. Marry your child to a wealthy man, and they'll have comforts and nice things. But if they don't have love for Krishna, if they don't have character, what is their life? It's empty. It's superficial. And it's wasted. The parents of our wonderful congregation came together, united, and performed many sacrifices to provide this opportunity for all the parents and future parents to have a place where their children could learn top quality skills in arts, in academics, but most of all, as their foundation, to learn the sacred qualities and characteristics of a Vaishnav. Because our goal in life, as His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj often says, our goal of life is to know that Prabhupada is smiling upon us. That's all. That Prabhupada is smiling. That each and every one of us, according to our position, is doing the best we can to serve the overall movement of Krishna consciousness. Yes, obstacles will come. I've never seen a project, and I'm confident that I'll never see a project where there aren't setbacks, where there aren't scandals, where there aren't politics. Harivo, have you ever seen such a project? Maybe in Satya Yuga. Of course in Vaikuntha. But in Kali Yuga? But we must see all of these things, all of these deviations, as fire. And wherever there's fire, we cannot think that by fanning the fire, because Maya will make us think, if we fan the fire, you know how much you'll get out of this? You'll get more money. If you fan the fire, you'll get more prestige. If you fan the fire, you'll get more facilities. And you will. But in the end, everything will be burned. We must extinguish these fires. No politics. No selfish motivated mentality. No immorality. No envy. The dignity of our movement is to the degree each and every member is serious enough to overcome these propensities. And the leaders to stomp them out whenever they're seen. It must be. If you allow a disease to grow, it becomes chronic and later terminal. So from the very beginning of life, how wonderful it will be if we can water that seed of devotion and proper values and character in the hearts of our children. All of us old people, we know how much we have to fight against our previous conditionings. Yes? That's why Srila Prabhupada said, the third generation of your children, right? Said the third generation of the Krishna consciousness movement, they will actually have the power to make real changes within this world. Providing we raise them properly. Srila Prabhupada, how many times did he explain when he was just a little boy? He would rise and the first thing he would hear in the morning was his mother and father doing aarti to the deities of Radha Govinda. And he would get up and his Father would be offering our tea and his mother would be cooking and doing boga and singing. And everything cooked in the house was offered to the deities with great devotion. And every evening they would invite about five to or more sadhus and serve them nicely and beg for their blessings. Right in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in purport, Prabhupada explains how that was such a foundational support in his life. Of course, we understand Prabhupada descended from this world, but great personalities do teach by their example. Srila Prabhupada had such deep love and concern for the children of our movement. And I personally believe in the core of my heart that there is no priority above raising our children the best possible way we can. If we let any other priority go above that, we will very likely regret it in a massive way in years to come. And to some extent, we've already experienced that in our society. Let us take everything in a positive way and learn. Krishna consciousness is not just based on good intentions. It's based on keeping our priorities always in order. Prabhupada said the children that are born to devotees are rishis and demigods. Yes? They're not ordinary children. But we have responsibility for them. I am eternally grateful to Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Janava Mataji, Braja Kumari, Raghunath Charan Prabhu, Rohini Nandan Prabhu, and all the other devotees. Please do not be offended if I don't say your name. All the other devotees who have given so much for this project. To all of the teachers, to all of the workers and the prasadam cooks, to the drivers of the buses that go 500 kilometers every day, and to the parents and to the students. My sincerest gratitude. Let Gopal's garden develop into such a wonderful, wonderful facility to raise our generation to spontaneously and naturally love Krishna. And let the fragrance of the flowers of this garden intoxicate the whole world with Krishna consciousness. Thank you very, very much.